This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Mark Gray from the DBCC. I'm here with Jan Brune, who's a client at DBCC Milton Keynes. A lovely lady sitting opposite. We have good banter because she's Scottish and I have I think my little toe's Scottish. Jan, let's get into this. How long have you been at DBCC MK?
13 months.
13 months. Is it 13 months now? And I want to talk with you specifically, we were just talking before we started recording this, about why Jan originally came here, and it's slightly different than perhaps the majority of people that come, in that it wasn't specifically weight loss or anything like that, it was to do with injury. So go ahead and share what specifically you wanted to kind of fix or help.
Okay. I've had a long period of back injuries for many, many years, but 2012 I took another incident where the pain in my back was excruciating, couldn't walk, couldn't do very much at all. Engaged a osteopath, then a chiropractor, and then they referred me to a cranial specialist. From November 2012 to July 2013 on a weekly basis, with recurring bouts in between.
So what kind of pain, like what did it stop you doing? What kind of amount of pain was it?
Sitting in a chair and going to stand up and the whole of the lower body being completely seized, not being able to right yourself, not being able to walk. Wakening up in the middle of the night because I've gone to roll over or turn or whatever and had the excruciating pain across the lower back and not being able to do anything about it. Been on quite heavy medication, anti-inflammatories and painkillers to try and relieve it. And because I had contacted you back in 2010 or 2011.
When we had no grey hair and we were very young looking, fresh and green.
Yes.
Yeah.
I then decided with the frequent emails that I received that I would...
Which you found very interesting, I think, what you were saying
earlier. Oh, they were wonderful. They were wonderful. Anyway, I got the email on the shoulder injury, which was showing a video on the exercise. After watching that, I decided to see if you had come into Milton Keynes, discovered that you had, made an appointment with Josh, came over, had a conversation with Josh, and booked to commence towards the end of August 2013, coming back from vacation.
Were you still in the same amounts of pain or similar amounts of pain?
Similar amounts of pain. It would go maybe a couple of days where it was bearable, but I was still taking quite a lot of anti-inflammatories.
So were you daily taking painkillers and anti-inflams?
Yeah, I take something called, I don't know, I took something called, I think it's called Naprazitam, and I was taking four of them a day at 500 milligrams a shot. And Cocodamol?
Cocodamol, yeah, that's strong.
And that was 500 milligrams a shot as well.
Most days? Mm-hmm. Wow, that is strong. Cocodamol is strong and you're not meant to be on it for very long because it's strong. But you just had to.
I couldn't go to work unless I was dosed up on the painkillers and the anti-inflammatories.
So, quickly rewind just before you joined the DBCC. Were you getting better by having physio and chiro, or were they at a bit of a loss as to why?
They helped, whereas it would give me maybe a couple of days where the pain was bearable and I could move about and maybe only have one anti-inflammatory and maybe two painkillers. But it it wasn't working. I could go into work in the morning thinking I can cope with this, and for no reason, either getting out of a chair or just walking down the department, it would kick in and I would be doubled over and not be able to, again, upright or walk.
Wow. I should have said, actually, just for context for people, what's your age?
62.
62. And so how many years had that been going on for? So up until 61, I guess.
Basically, this last bout, if you like, started just before I was 60.
Right. Okay. And then you've had bouts of off and on over the years?
Yeah, over the years, I could go anything between 3 and 4 years with absolutely nothing at all.
And then for no reason?
Just comes back, yeah.
Wow. Gosh, so you're kind of, in those times, happy, just about forgetting that you get back pain and then pow.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Out of the blue.
Wow. So you came back from vacation, August.
Came back from vacation, had already spoken to my GP before I went on holiday, told her what my plan was. She told me, she gave me a list almost as tall as myself of do-not-dos. So no weights, no bending, no twisting. Anyway, I came in on my first day, had the meeting with Josh. told him what my list of don't do's were. He smiled at me. He then introduced me to Scott and told me to repeat the list to Scott, which I did. Scott basically just laughed, picked up a weight and handed it to me and said, this is what you're going to do.
So let's just clarify. Obviously, no one was disrespecting the authority or the knowledge of doctors or physios or chiros. However, we are very used to dealing with injuries and more in a sports context. So we are less afraid of directly doing work to strengthen certain muscles because we know how we can do it safely. And generally quicker, because obviously in the sports arena, it's not about getting someone back to general living, which a GP is all, you know, generally that's what they care about, getting someone to general living, which for most of us, general living is taking the bin out, which isn't that much of a life if that's all you can do. So that's what Jan means. I have to put my little italics there. So you started doing exercises.
Yeah.
Specifically to strengthen.
Basically to strengthen the muscle around the lower back to try and give me a core to actually work from.
Mm-hmm.
I can truthfully say in a week of coming here, that was 6 days, because I did do it for 6 days. I wasn't taking any anti-inflammatories. I wasn't taking any painkillers. And since August 2013 to today, I've had 2 bouts. Both occasions, Scott and Ross sorted me out in less than 3 days.
Very good. Awesome.
You've got to go through the pain to understand what it means not to have it.
I get that. My father used to have those kind of bouts as well.
Yeah.
And I've trained a fair few people that sometimes bed bound for 2 months before, and then now not since.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I mean, it's just, yeah, like you say, I wouldn't be able to necessarily empathise because I've never experienced it. But I've been in contact with enough people that it's just massively debilitating.
See, my garden means a lot to me. And I used to have lots of pots in the front garden. And I used to lift them and lay them when I was not having any back problems. And then in 2012, 2013, I couldn't. I physically couldn't lift any of the pots at all, even the smallest ones. As I say, within a week of coming here, I was moving all the pots in the
back
front,
to the garden.
And I was back into my garden full time.
Awesome.
And it's incredible.
I do know how important a garden is to people. My mother has, like, it's off the hook how into gardening she is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. So, okay, that's awesome. So, because that's, I mean, what took 6 days for you to notice the difference, which is very quick, really,
especially
after years of pain you've had. And then since, so you say you've had a couple of bouts, but you're just progressing and progressing in terms of strength. And
I think the main thing that sells it for me, is the fact that I walk in here and the first thing the boys say is, how are you feeling? They want to know if I've got any aches and pains, no matter how small, and they take it into consideration with whatever we're doing in that session. And if I get a slight pull, or when my arm was playing up and I kept getting clicking in the elbow and what have you, they would slightly alter the exercise or give me something completely different so that it was not putting additional strain or stress onto that particular area. And I think it works. Well, I don't think it works. It does work.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's progressing you through. You know, you're always going to have slight aches and slight pains as you go along, and it's just managing those and doing it progressively that enables you to get to where you're mud running.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I wanted to talk about. So, because, you know, realistically, because you've not ever done a mud run before, have you?
No.
And it's not something you'd necessarily say that, at, you know, plus 60, that's something you're going to go and do. I've not really heard that many people, I'm 60, that's what I want to go and do, a mud run.
No, and I never thought for a minute that I wanted to go and do a mud run either.
So a mud run, we do them at the DVCC relatively frequently now. It's basically, as a team, we'll do generally 5 kilometres, but with lots of obstacles, mud, climbing, jumping, whatever it is. You know, not small things. Climb over things, you know, well, 7-8 feet, whatever it is.
10 foot.
10 foot, yeah, exactly. And when did you do your first one?
March.
Was
it March? March, yeah. This year, I think. And then the second one was either May or June, wasn't it?
And they're not easy ones. And how did that, would you have ever imagined you'd have done that? I mean, assume when you're in the middle of your bouts of pain, it wouldn't have ever been something that was...
I used to run when I was in my 20s. And I used to go to the gym when I was younger. But mud runs, doing obstacles, no. It never entered my head. And it was down to Scott who said that I should do it. I didn't think I was fit enough. I was absolutely convinced I wasn't fit enough. My breathing isn't perfect when I'm not exercising.
Yeah.
And the first run we done, we went round the lower field first. And I said to Scott, and we were only...
This is the one in Northampton, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was so actually quite a fair bit of running to start with.
Yeah, so you'd done that lower field.
Yeah,
and
I was huffing and puffing there.
Well, went into the field and I was huffing and puffing, and I said to Scott, I can't do this. My breathing's no good. And he just started talking to me and making me answer questions. And he took my head completely away from the breathing. So I wasn't thinking about the breathing anymore. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy, but I'd done it.
And you did all the obstacles as well, didn't you?
One wall I missed out, which was a 6 foot wall. I think that was the first one. And
the last one you definitely did, because we were all watching. We're all there, everyone's there, because obviously we do it as a team, so everyone finishes at different times, so everyone's there cheering each other on, and we saw you over the edge, your little head peep over.
So I missed out the 6 foot wall, but I did the 10.
Yeah, don't need to do a 6, it's too short, too small. Yeah. Just go straight for the 10.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. It is really cool, and if anyone... thinks that they won't ever be able to achieve something like that, you're here to say you can. Because, I mean, so if you stopped, you were exercising or gymming in your 20s, when did you stop? What age?
I probably started doing it when I got married, so it was when I was 22, and I stopped when the girls were, Suzanne was about 16, so that would have been, 93, 94.
So 20 odd years ago, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it for about 20 years.
And then you stopped for 20. Yeah, so you've not exercised for 20 years, and then you're running around a muddy field. Awesome, good, great. So what then are your goals for the next, say, 6 months or so? Because you're strengthening, you're getting stronger every time. You see, we use a heart rate based training here, and your heart rate's now getting up to 96%. So we're nearly finishing there. but that's, the fitter you get, the harder you can work. And you know, for someone, when you start hitting 40 plus, a lot of people kind of think they have to slow down and not challenge themselves. But you, every session, you're working super hard and challenging yourself, and that's allowing you, I guess, to see yourself.
If I'm being honest, Mark, the screen I don't look at because I'm too busy concentrating on what I'm supposed to be doing. I know what's happening on the screen roughly.
Did you hear us? You're in the red!
Because somebody's telling me what colour I'm in. I have no idea what else is on there. My ambition is to carry on doing my garden.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like asking for help. I like to do everything for myself. That's my main goal, so that I can continue to do that. But also, about 3 years ago, I lost 3 stone with just being really strict on what I was eating and stopped eating rubbish. And I'm now at the stage where I'm actually considering making the attempt to lose weight. If I lose weight at the moment, it's a bonus. I'm not that bothered. But moving forward, once I can pick up, this is my goal, once I can pick up and do snatches with 12 and a halves, then I know I've actually got to a level that awesome. I want to get to. And when I get there, then I'll concentrate on the diet side.
Good, awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. And as always, it's all written down and transcribed so you can read if you need. that's a joke because it will be, but obviously you've got the Scottish accent there. So, you know, for some, it's tougher to understand than others. But thank you very much, Jan. I appreciate that very much. It's awesome to hear. Because we forget sometimes how much of a difference or a change you've had in that period of time, because obviously everyone sees you a fair bit, but it's really good to be reminded of what a change you've had in strengthening your body as opposed to just weight loss, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Mark from the DVCC with Jan. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Head over to the dvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.